Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
State lawmakers are proposing a series of bills targeting sugary drinks. This move comes after lawmakers passed a law stopping cities and counties from passing any new taxes on the drinks. Phil, how many of these new proposals are there?
Oh, there's a handful of them. It's everything from banning big gulp drinks of over 16 ounces at restaurants to putting warning labels on it. There's about a half a dozen. One is, you know, those new refrigerator units that show up next to the check stand that have drinks in them. Get rid of those too. Just about every lawmaker came up with from this area came up with something to put on the plate today. Question is, how far is it going to go? There were lawmakers there, but not lawmaker leaderships. There was the dental and the medical associations that are backing it because they're backing a proposal to put a tax on the ballot, and they wanted to get the publicity. So it's a question right now how much of this was publicity and how much of this was actually going to happen.
And how about this factor? Lawmakers still angry over the soda industry's political maneuvering recently.
Well, you know, what we're talking about is last year there was, or a couple of years ago, starting here in the Bay Area, there was a spate of taxes on sodas. Started with Berkeley, moved to San Francisco and stuff. The soda industry spent tens of millions of dollars on it, and Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, spent tens of millions of dollars in support of it. It was shaping up to be, you know, one of the big money battles across the state. And so the beverage industry said, look, we're going to go to the voters with an amendment that would change it so that every tax needed a two-thirds instead of a simple majority to pass. And that would go over pretty well with voters who were, you know, not too crazy about the paying taxes. And so the legislature counter said, okay, we don't want you doing that because that'll hurt cities and counties. So we'll put a lid on individual cities doing a tax for the till the 2030, but 31. But you know, that now it's just come back that the dentist and the doctor say, okay, we'll put something on the state ballot. So a lot of this is inside baseball, and it's pushing it. It's going to be interesting to see. Gavin Newsom, when he was mayor of San Francisco, backed the idea of a tax, but it didn't go anywhere. It'd be interesting to see what do you do if something landed on his desk. Already, Republicans have shot back saying, you know, what's next? We get the idea that this is not the most healthy of drinks, and, you know, maybe people shouldn't be drinking them, but what's next? We're going to ban pizzas over 18 inches in diameter. We're going to eliminate a Dorito bags. We're going to have a tax on this. We're going to, you know, only allow you to have so much butter on your popcorn at a movie theater. You know, where does it end? And the answer is, it ends with the polls that show that voters tend to go for sugar taxes, and that's what this is about, money.
If any of these pass, or all of them pass, no question that this thing will be tied up in courts for a while.
Oh, yeah, some of it already has, like the big gulp ban. They tried that in New York, and that was ruled unconstitutional. The warning labels they want to put on soft drinks, that's already subject of court actions in San Francisco that basically didn't go the way of San Francisco to begin with. Patty, you know, you got to get into an argument about something, and if there's a tax onto it, then that gives everybody a reason to argue because somebody's going to make some money off it, and somebody's going to lose some money as a result of it. But right now, the state legislature, I noticed, is, you know, they've got things like Pacific Gas and Electric to deal with, the possible bankruptcy. They've got the fires. They've got to get the state safe for that. This is kind of a hangover from yesterday, and we'll see how long it lasts in the new reality up in Sacramento.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.